So you talking to the artist?
Yeah.
Take him.
So, what's this? Episode 11. Today we touching down on a subject because I know a lot of women always say they don't love me correctly, but they never ask a question of which, who taught this man how to love? So,
I honestly, I don't know if they even care to find out.
I mean, that's a true statement in itself, but I mean, it's deep, it's actually deep rooted, because it starts from the beginning, from when he's young.
It's Alpha and Omega.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So,
beginning and the end.
So it's basically wondering who taught that young boy from his father to people he's around, from what he's seen, how to love a woman. So, I mean, I guess me and you can talk about what we seen, what we know, past, as a youngster, middle age to older. How to love a woman.
Seen a lot of things. So, did a lot of things.
Because I know when I was younger, I wasn't, you know, specifically told on hand how to love a woman per se, you know. Both my parents are married, but, you know, visually seeing them, I guess, only thing I got from watching my dad was what to do with a woman and what not to do, taking in. Seeing him interact with my mom, I guess I was just supposed to provide. My dad worked 5 days a week. My mom didn't have to work. But
housewife.
Yeah, my mom was a housewife. And it was, and I guess that's what it's supposed to be, but it was like I always wondered, so if my dad dies, then what? Because I always wondered what skill set my mom has. I mean, I saw my mom handle bills and shit. It was like, all right, bet, my dad bring the cake home. My mom cook, she clean. And it was like my mom handled bills. But me and my dad didn't hang out. He ain't never give me no free game. So it's like, I ain't getting no assets from him. But you know, you get a little older, I'm hanging with some other niggas. These niggas treat women like shit. These bitches going for us. I'm like,
So back then you was saying the bitches going for the bullshit with asshole ways.
Yeah, like
seeing that young, it does a lot to you. I can relate the same way. You know what I'm saying?
That shit rubs off on you. So it's like
that shit worked. I'm saying the proof is in the pudding.
Exactly. So I'm like, all right, bet. So I'm like, if they accepting bullshit, so obviously we can give them bullshit. So I don't see the issue with it. Cause I ain't gonna hold you. The shit they was accepting was
bullshit.
Trash.
I'm telling you, cause I done seen some shit too.
So it's like, I can honestly say I didn't get my first real girlfriend legitimate to about 21. So it's like, I'm learning on the fly. So it's like, how do you really love a woman? Like, I'm trying to, it's like trial and error in his whole essence. Like I ain't gonna hold you, bro. Like going through my whole family, I can say watching my parents argue from time to time. Like I would watch my father step off and I'm like, how would I assess that situation? Like, would that be me? And I'm like, do I just want to be the nigga who works 24/7? Not literally, but do I want to be the nigga who works 24/7 and not really have a life? And it's like, is this what really love is supposed to be? So, I don't know, man. I don't think. I feel like men is supposed to be teaching their younger sons something about what they're supposed to be doing. But that's how I seen it coming up. But what about yourself?
Man, it was different. I gonna say it was different in the same sense, only because I legit ain't have a father in the household. When it was about time for me to learn about women and shit like that, he wasn't around. Like around 7th grade, you know, that's middle school. That's when you really start to have an interest in girls and things of that nature, for real. Anyway,
so was he giving you game prior to that?
No, I mean, the only thing, not me personally. Like, he never sat down and told me anything. I kind of watched through him in a sense. And the only talk we really had as far as women was the birds and bees talking. I started off as a child not thinking it was nasty, or I knew what the fuck he was telling me back then anyway. So that's it as far as him personally telling me what the fuck to do with women. Other than that, I tried to learn through music. That's why I listened to R&B early when I was a kid, for real.
You know, I can attest to that part too.
That's why I kind of try to find my emotions, for real, back then, was listening to that type of music and just trying to learn through the lyrics and through the music videos of what to do, what not to do. And I've had relationships like middle school, high school, and all that, but that was, you know, that wasn't, it was serious at the time, but it's not really serious as far as I look back at it now. So I say my first real girlfriend was 17, like a little bit after high school. Cause that's when I really got played with, for real, and that's how I really seen how shit go when shit only go your way.
So would you say that your effort was successful at 17, like showing love to her, or
no? Yeah,
it was.
Yeah.
So
to this day, I know it. this day, 2021. Yeah.
So basically, your output of love was good, but she wasn't reciprocating it.
At the time, nah. Nah. We ended on faulty terms anyway. Mm-hmm. Like, so I could say, hell nah. Like, you gave me the fake breakup, then started dating your male best friend, you know, type shit. So yeah.
So, okay. So you said Pops wasn't there. What?
Seventh grade,
right? Okay, so did you ever see any argument aspects
between him and my mother?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did you know how to handle that, like, in your relationships too?
Damn. Overall? Nah, of course, I'm saying nah. Nah, as a matter of fact, no. I didn't know how to handle it, 'cause I used to like to argue.
You say you used to?
Yeah, it's like an argument.
See, because I will say one thing my dad always told me. He was like, you know, you gotta be the bigger man and let it go. I'm like, I hear what you're saying, but it's like, what about when it's not you? You know? Like, why always gotta be the bigger man when it's not me? Like, when it's not my fault? Like, I still always gotta be that bigger man, like, sometimes you gotta assess that situation. Like, I get what you're saying, but if we in love, so-called, why? Like, I don't think that's how that shit's supposed to, just like the song say, that's how love go. Is that how it go? Come on, man. You telling me false information. And it's like, me and my father didn't start having those real talks until I got older. And I was wondering, like, why the fuck didn't we have these talks when I was younger? Like, what the fuck was I missing?
Like, do you remember what age it started for y'all, like, to start actually having that talk?
Like, those real talks? Shit, I would say probably like 27, 28.
Yeah, damn.
Bruh, I'm serious.
Damn. How about pulling my name up there? Damn, my boy.
Like,
Unc, he's fucking up.
Like, honestly, son, he was working, like, I would say, like, honestly, he was working, like, 5 days a week, you know, weekends, like, we would, he would, you know, him and my mom, like, we would try to do, like, little activity and then. But most of the time, I was running the streets. I didn't want to be in the house. So it's like, I would say we both kind of missed out on time. So I guess it's my fault and his fault. But then it was like, when we got around, we ain't had much to say. I guess the only time we really hung around each other was probably on Sunday to watch football. So, it wasn't really much to say. And it honestly, you lucky. You got the birds and the bee talk.
At the time, I didn't even, I already knew it. I was too far gone. Like, my man already told me about sex before my dad came around. I was watching porn before my dad told me about it. So I already knew what was going on anyway.
Look, hey, at least, look, I ain't had that talk. I wasn't watching porn. I was watching HBO porn, but.
Porn is porn. Well,
look.
I mean, I was watching
it's HBO porn and real porn is different levels, man. So we can't hold that. So it's. And then it's like, just like what you're saying, like, it's like women want us to be top tier lovers with them. It's like, nobody taught us how to get there.
Yeah, man.
And I feel like a lot of niggas still learning on the fly.
Of course, I mean, I think every day, that's one of the things we learn is how to love, like, for relationships as far as, like, dating relationships, as far as to be friends, family, and just your loved ones, for real, you lay down with, and so you just gotta keep learning about the world. And you know, everybody's love language is different anyway.
What's yours?
What's up with you?
What's yours?
Love, hey, I'm still learning mine, bro, because I don't even got a partner right now. So, shit.
Mine's is my personal space. Hey, look, man, I like to be left alone for some time.
Yeah, that's a little stupid. Yeah, space is, you know what I'm saying, yeah.
What you mean?
Space is definitely something needed too, bro. You know what I'm saying? I don't like that clingy shit all on my neck.
What you mean, not I, my boy?
Every day, that shit not to do. I can't fade it. That shit been waiting. Okay.
What?
A man said we were taught to survive and not love.
You know what? I would definitely agree with that.
What's up with you?
And that's
true. Yes.
And that's the issue.
Yeah.
It's just like we kind of just. We were born and just pushed off in the woods, like, go ahead and have fun.
Yeah, man, because this world don't love us, so shit. I guess we're supposed to learn how to worry about the world first, then love comes second.
Well, then you got lucky if your dad told you from the jump about...
Yeah, that's true.
Because a lot of dads don't be doing that shit.
You said over there? Good, Mark.
He said his dad told him from the jump.
Good luck.
So you definitely got blessed. Just like I said, I mean, he said his dad jive rolled out at a certain point.
Yeah, man.
My dad basically had the time. This nigga trying to put food on the table. So, and I'm running the streets.
I'm running the streets doing nut ass shit.
So, I'm out. So I'm basically, I guess that says me was looking for friendship and I guess attention from other people. That's how it basically ended up with me. And I guess that's why I don't really wanna. What's good, bro? And I guess that's why basically I don't wanna be around a bunch of people now, because I was with so many people back in the day.
Oh, what's up? Come on in.
Who that?
Man, Jay.
Bruh.
What's good, bro? What's up with you?
Ain't shit, man. Just grinding, man. I hear y'all brothers having a good conversation over there, man. Yes. I was just wanting to put my two cents in, bro.
Hey,
bro.
Oh, man, you more than welcome,
bro.
Yeah, man, I was just basically, you know, like I said, with the men thing, man, it's the pride and the ego, for real, when it comes to the, you know, the love, because, you know, we stuck in survival mode, so we don't know how to properly nurture, you know what I'm saying? So we deal with all that trauma and BS, and then we take it out on the next thing, for real, you know? So when we look at it, we try to be the beneficiary party and everything, and we have to really, like, listen to... understand as opposed to listen to reply. You feel what I'm saying? Okay. And that's hard for us men to do, because, you know, everything be on the fly. We just be like, all right, bet. It's whatever. But we got to really lead instead of follow sometimes.
At all times, man. Yeah. Definitely.
No, I definitely agree with that, because just like I was saying, I had to watch and assess everything my folks was doing. So it's not like I was hearing feedback from this from them. I had to watch what they was doing, basically put that shit later on in life.
Right. That's a fact. And it's like, you know, as a collective, I think that's something that, you know, as men, we can get better with too. Because sometimes, you know, we feel like we got all the answers and shit. But, you know what I'm saying? They be having the answers too, though. They be knowing, man. They be more strategic. So, you know, it's a reach one, teach one type of thing. But I feel like, you know, everybody would be able to find... You know, they love language and everything like that. We gotta love ourselves before we love
anyone
else.
Most definitely. You gotta bring it in yourself so you reflect on anybody else first. You know what I'm saying? You can't give out what you don't have.
Yeah, and I think that's a misconception too, because a lot of people don't understand that. They feel like it's, you know, materialistic, like they can be bought and things like that, especially with social media, like, you know what I'm saying? And it's just different things, man. Shit is sad though.
Yeah, it's sad,
man.
It's definitely sad.
People don't know what love is nowadays. They
blind
to it.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, it's just the way the internet is putting everything out there for everybody nowadays, young. Like, if you was born before the internet and knew how things was going, you was really outside and getting real raw relationships, really networking through a virtual person, rather than now you just type and have no real human connection with somebody, just saying whatever. And not knowing how your words actually really hit somebody and actually have a mean intent towards something, for real. People don't really know how to do that shit anymore, especially with this corona shit going on, everybody all boxed in on house arrest. There's no real human connections nowadays with anybody.
And then,
I agree with you on that, yeah, because everybody's gotta, really like boxed in and they try to, you know, find themselves, but isolation is scary for some people. Some people feel like, you know, they need somebody to vent to and things like that. So nah, I feel y'all 100% on that.
Yeah, that shit tough.
Then you gotta take into account, it's like everybody else trying to compete with everybody else's relationship. Yeah. So it's not, it's like, are you really loving that person, or are you just trying to make your relationship the best relationship for everybody to see?
I agree with you on that too. I think privacy and pride is a lot, man. Cause you know, sometimes people just be like, all right, bet, you know what, I was so and so, yeah, you see me on the gram, you see me doing this. But sometimes they may just feel like, all right, you know, everybody else is posting, so let me go ahead and do it too. But sometimes we don't realize, you know, what we invite in, you know, from the outside. Like, maybe we don't need to, you know, brag about, you know, our relationships or keep it in-house and things like that. It's a teacher's own, obviously. But,
yeah, of course. No, I definitely agree with you. And there's a lot of successful people out here who just have kept relationships on the hush, and it's been going far. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but yeah, like you said, it is really to each zone as far as like the unit, like how y'all want to move as far as publicly or privately. You know what I'm saying? After either way, you could win as long as the unit is, you know what I'm saying, can agree with it from the jump. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It should work.
So how y'all feel about the Kim K and Kanye situation?
I ain't gonna hold you. Kim K taking an approach I probably would have took. I ain't gonna hold you about that. I'm not gonna lie.
What you mean by that? As far as like her approach?
Because he basically cut off communication with her and said, "Reach me through my security." Because I mean,
oh, you say you agree with his?
Okay. Yeah, because it's like, I mean, we're no longer together, but I'm still gonna take care of my kids. Like, we're done, so I'm severing ties with you, but I'm still gonna take care of my kids because that's my only duty. She don't want no money from me, which is cool. That's great. So my only reason now is them kids. You have no reason to hit my phone. If you want to talk to me, hit my security, and they will deliver any message to me. That's it. You left me. I was fine as a husband.
I understand that.
You left me.
I respect that. I mean, I'm just saying, as far as, you know, because a lot of people would look at it like, oh, well, you know, she left Kanye, and it's about time, you know, the mental health and everything like that. But I think a lot of people don't realize, you know, Kim K's side of it too is more so like, okay, this is a failed marriage for you as well. Like, so what does that say for you as a woman?
Yeah.
Even though we know that the bag is big, you feel me? Like, I get that, but you also have to weigh that too.
Yeah, this like, I will say this like her umpteen failed marriage, but it's also her longest. So,
man, for real?
Bruh,
I didn't know she had umpteen failed marriage.
She's been married, I think this is her fourth one. This was her fourth failed one. So, I mean, you know, that's what I'm saying. Like, I know there's some people that are looking at Kanye like he's crazy, but then it's like, okay, well, what about Kim K and that perspective? But we know that the bag is crazy. We know that they're celebrities, even though they are human beings, but, you know, people are just going to view it that way. So that's what I was just asking y'all. Like, I mean, it's a lot, you know, because like I said, the relationships are predicated off that shit now. Like, our regular relationships, even though we don't know these motherfuckers like that, people want to move just like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, the offsets and the Cardi B's and all that shit in the world, it's not good.
my man Mike said it's her.
That bitch is a real life succubus.
He said it's her. Hey, look, honestly, at the end of the day, it is. I would feel like it's her, but she could have. Kanye's worth, I think, some at least a bill.
He get into it,
and she could have took this nigga for some bread, and she didn't.
Hey, she gave him kids. It's coming. It's
so
coming soon.
I feel like she just wanted some lineage. That's why she got them kids.
The lineage is part of the bill.
Cause she could have had kids with anybody, and she had four kids by Kanye. And them kids gonna be straight, bro. Like, them kids are our Wests at the end of the day, and West going that last name gonna ring bells.
I mean, that's a fact that, you know, it definitely is.
Yeah, it definitely is. But what avenue the kids gonna be into, there's gonna be some money behind it, no matter what they get into.
That's just like Carter's last name. So Beyonce kids gonna be straight too, just by their last name.
Should be crazy, man.
Yeah, but see, you know, it's different. You know, Beyonce, Jay-Z, they still married. You know, they've been married for some years. You know, Kanye and Kim. This shit,
that's for now.
I mean, all that shit is just a whole bunch of situationships going on into the bag run low, and then, you know, that's when niggas want to sit there and double up on niggas. That shit just be wild.
Mm-hmm. I think my man Drake hit Kim. You know what I'm saying?
I think he did too.
I think my man did that.
Hey,
too.
Look, ain't nothing built to last, man.
I can see them both doing that to each other. You know what I'm saying?
You know that shit.
Especially when them niggas put that little lyrics video out together, it made too much sense when the lyrics hit too.
I mean, the only nigga that's probably laughing at this shit is Ray J.
See, that's
the one which that nigga really wanted right there.
That's that cornball shit though, man. Like, this nigga did that shit,
he
like...
Yeah, would do that though.
There's
people that like that, they don't give a fuck about that shit. Like, it's still motherfuckers that's still going on Lori Harvey and shit for the shit she doing. And then Lil Boozy for the shit he said. It's just like, it's fucked up. Like, the culture is fucked up.
Yeah, man, people like, are really, you know, they're infatuated with these couples' situations that they got going on. It's like, the social media, and that's like our news now. So whatever's high in social media, that's what's going to be talked about. It'd be the couples. Like, people would be worried about what's going on the phone rather than what they've got really in front of them. That shit's sick.
Nah, I agree.
Some of them do have a trickle down effect, though.
It's been a while, man. What you been on? You still out there? You still out, Calverton and shit?
Who, that nigga?
Yeah, that nigga.
He
said, yeah, that nigga.
he be everywhere, though. You gonna gotta catch that man.
Facts, man. Nah, I just had to tap in with you, man. I was like, damn, man. I ain't see you on the gram in a minute, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it, bro. We doing this little podcast shit, man. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate you tapping in for the content and shit.
For sure, man. Y'all be easy, though.
Do the same, bro. Appreciate it.
Take it easy, my guy.
You too, bro. All right.
Yeah, man, shit.
Now, where do we leave off?
Shit.
This nigga said she got biohazard pussy. Look.
Who?
I think you're talking about. Honestly, I mean, she may be toxic, but that's some kind of toxic shit I wouldn't mind engaging in. Because,
he's a dunt.
Look.
He's a real live wild lover.
Look, I seen the sex tape, and there's a reason why niggas keep jumping in that jump. And I want to see what it's about. So, I mean, don't mean I gotta stay, but I would like to see what she about. I mean, the fuck?
More niggas, more miles, you know? How deep that tunnel going for you, bro, my boy?
She got money. I'm quite sure she can snap that jump back.
She will snap back for you?
It's probably already snap back. You think she walking around with loose pussy? Hell no. That thing is snapped. Have you ever seen a fucking a vacuum sealed bag? You know how tight them Jones get? I guarantee her coochie just as tight right now. You think Kanye West dumped in that Jones 4 times for fun? Hell no. Vacuum sealed coochie. Picture that. Just like that. Tripping. You remember that when you paid $40 for that shit.
You the nut. You just made it because the bitch got billion, so you gonna snap it back every time.
You got the money, wouldn't you?
I don't know.
I'm just saying.
I ain't a female, so I don't know.
Look, I guarantee you, if a lot of females had money to snap it back and make it tighter, they definitely would.
On the daily, weekly, monthly, though? You think
the yearly? The yearly.
These hoes ain't keeping up yearly.
I mean, look,
they don't go to gynecologist twice, three, four times a year. They don't do it, bro.
I don't know. I don't do it. I don't know how often.
It's not all of them. I ain't gonna put y'all in the same box.
I don't know how. Look, hold on. How many women in this show?
You know what I'm saying?
I need to ask one. I don't see it.
This nigga.
I was going to ask. I need to know how often they go to the gynecologist. I mean, how many times a year? I mean, I was fucking curious.
I'm pretty sure you're going to get different numbers.
I mean, that's fine. I mean, more, you know, the numbers may vary. That means some pussy might be a little cleaner than others. Some person might say one. One might say five. That means somebody got some cleaner pussy than the other. Or
some might say none. That's the issue right there. When they say none.
Then she say nothing. That's the dusty jump. Look, all I'm trying to figure out is how often does a woman go to the gynecologist a year? That's all I want to know. I mean, I don't know. I don't ask. I don't pay attention to that shit. I feel like that's a question that I want answered. I've never thought about it until he just brought it up. Now I want answers. Like, I want answers now. Like, I never thought about that shit until now. Once a year? Hold up, is that an answer or a once a year is crazy?
No, she's
oh, every 3 months. Okay. Okay. Keeping it firm, I understand. I mean, I understand you want to get it checked out. I mean, I don't have a vagina, so I mean,
you need a review now.
What?
I'm saying, you need a review.
You know, getting that maintenance.
I'm saying.
All right, so
it's not getting clean there.
Yeah, I know the passion is for that, right?
This nigga said he never thought about stuff, man.
Did you?
Yeah, I did before. Nigga, I wondered.
I did.
Cause nigga, if they had a special dick doctor, how many niggas would go?
I would go there probably twice a week.
If there was like,
I want to get my dick looked at frequently because it's my dick.
Exactly.
It's my dick. I want to get it checked out a lot.
I'm saying there was real life like a dick doctor who realized, you know what I'm saying?
First of all, I want him to tell me did it grow this week or not.
I don't need to hear the number. Hey.
I'm not measuring. You measure it.
I don't need to measure me now. That's a little too. That's me a little too close. You know what I'm saying? You don't gotta measure me down.
Nah, you look. I'm quite sure they gonna measure it anyway.
Don't measure every time I check in though, bro. That's what I'm saying. You too personal. You ever ask me if I'm active, sexually active, and things of that nature? Oh, now they're trying to gang up on a nigga, man.
Who?
Hey, man.
Help them. Help them. Help.
I'm just saying, man.
Look.
I would just wonder how.
You wonder how what?
I just wonder if... I'm saying... If you had the money, would you frequently snap it back every year like you think it? Because it's Kim K. You said, but I think it's like that because it's Brett. I don't think she gonna keep it up that way. You know what I'm saying?
Bruh.
I think when you're too rich, you get too lazy. When you stupid
rich
like that.
I don't think so. Rich. I don't think so. I mean, I think she's snapping that thing back. I feel like if Kanye be like, you know what? Is not feeling how it felt last month. She like, you know what?
Kanye probably said that like every month though. It's Kanye.
And Kanye probably wants the best pussy.
Drake where you gonna been there, you know what I'm saying? You already TikTok where
confirmed. All right, okay, and prime example. Drake's so been there. Prime example, she cheated. So you think she didn't snap it back?
No. That's why they split right now. Man, humiliated her on a public.
Okay,
level.
So
brought Adonis to this world. I fucked your hoe.
So let's talk about this. Can a man tell if a woman cheated with another man before if he has sex with her?
Because I speak for every man.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. That's why I said nah.
Because I know a lot.
I can speak for every man. What
I know women, a lot of niggas say that they can tell that.
Yeah, they said, but how can they, nigga? Unless you got a camera and a pussy or something, how are you really gonna know? Like you really not gonna know. Unless motherfucking Jesus in your back pocket, my nigga, ain't no way you gonna know. Them walls ain't talking. Her walls ain't talking either. That's for sure.
I just don't see it like you being able to tell if your woman had sex with another man just off your penetration. I don't see that happening.
Hey, she gave him more than one. That's more than enough. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I know Google's my friend, but I mean, I'm kind of busy at the moment. It was kind of like a in my head, and it popped out, so that's why I was asking the women who are entertaining this right now. What did you just say?
About what? Hold on, you should feel like an interrogation finna come up. Hold on, what?
You said something, and I feel like I need to address it. What did you just say?
I said nothing there. That's what you thought. I don't know what the fuck I said. The only thing I remember saying is her walls ain't talking. Yeah, her walls not talking. Yeah, that's what the fuck I said.
Okay.
Cause you said, can a man really know if a woman cheated?
Okay, So basically, the only way you be able to tell it. No, I feel like you won't be able to tell because the motherfuckers be high this shit too goddamn well. Yeah. They gonna take that shit to the grave.
Yeah. They really are. Some gonna tell you, some ain't. It's fucked up because I've been on both sides of the coin. I haven't been told I got cheated on. I haven't found out.
So, hold on. What you mean you found out?
The bitch was motherfucking cheating.
How'd you find out?
The shit she was saying out of her mouth just didn't add up. I'm going to just go off what the fuck the bitch was saying. The shit just didn't make sense. two people, then he should feel the difference. He should be able to feel the difference.
Add her in.
You got a question for her?
Yeah. Add her in. I need her to expound on that. I mean, I kind of get what she's saying.
Yeah. Hey.
What up? I mean, I get what you're saying about the chemistry good. He should tell the difference. But y'all gender be jive real sneaky about hiding y'all shit.
Yeah, but you can't hide the difference in the vagina. You can't. How do you mask that?
You got one. Tell me.
You can't mask it.
Look, I ain't got a vagina.
If you can't tell whether your female has been messing with someone else based on the way she feels from the last time to this time, then something's wrong. Look, either she's not cheating or you just something's wrong.
Only way I'll be able to tell, unless this nigga's dick is way bigger than mine. That's the way I'll be able to tell.
Or the sex toy.
If you're intimate with that person, if you're actually intimate with that person, you're going to know the difference. I feel you would notice the difference. If she's just a basic girlfriend, no, I don't think you're going to notice the difference.
You're
trying to get in there.
So you speaking on like body languages and all type of shit. So I mean,
yeah.
Or what if she just hiding it all around?
What do you mean if she's just hiding it all around?
Just like I said, y'all could be very sneaky.
You'd be able to tell the difference? You don't think there'd be a difference in her attitude, the way she treats you, all that would change.
I mean, hey. Just like I said, y'all can be very sneaky at sometimes.
Well, that's the point. You gotta pay attention.
Men?
If you talk to her on the phone 3 times a day, and you notice that shit just dropped down to like 1, something's wrong. Somebody else has her attention during those times that she would normally be with you or on the phone with you.
I agree. All that changes. I agree. But what if y'all was already. What if that had already dwindled down prior to her even fucking another nigga?
Okay, say it again.
Huh?
Say it again.
I said, what if that had already dwindled down before she even started fucking another nigga?
I don't know.
That shit like that could have led up to her getting dick from somebody else.
What are you doing wrong?
See?
Why can't you keep her from going to somebody else?
See, that's what I'm saying. I didn't necessarily know she could have fucked another dude, but it could have led up to her fucking another dude, and I would have never known.
Well, then she wasn't meant to be with you to begin with. There needs to be a line of communication. If your man isn't doing something right, you should be able to communicate that to him. If it's real, you should be able to say it. Like, look, your dick was great last week. Right now, you fucking up. It shouldn't be that hard.
Damn.
Don't sit here and act like you ain't got no females that like that.
No.
Hey, I can't relate.
You're crazy. Let me tell you something. If it's not any good, you ain't got nothing for me. You need to get off me and you need to go home. That's crazy. No.
I guess everybody can deliver.
That's on y'all. Y'all the ones that need to deliver. If you got someone that's messing around on you, what you doing?
I think you need to add her in. Who's that?
I'm looking at bigger things right now.
Okay. We about to. All right, man. We about to check back with you. All right. All right. I'm on the... Who the hell is that? They so mean. They ain't have to do that.
Bro.
Y'all rude as shit.
Who's rude as shit? What happened?
Huh?
Who's rude as shit? What happened?
Hey, the comments, man.
What I miss? What the fuck did I miss?
Oh, shit.
Y'all and y'all, y'all older lady session.
What?
Y'all older lady session.
Older lady, hey, look, that was one of that was my neighbor. Okay, so I moved.
Oh, neighbor. Okay, I see. So what's up? I asked you to go live when I was live, and then you come on here and get on live with your neighbor.
Look, you catching it wrong. I've been live for a minute. I'm doing the whole podcast.
It was an older lady session. It was the mature woman session. You doing a podcast?
Well, you tap dance? What did I say about yourself? Yeah, you better grab your motherfucking ginger ale and your cracker soup.
Ginger head and cracker soup? No. That ain't it, friend. That ain't it. So talk to me. Let's talk about this podcast.
You on it?
The full Nelson? No, I'm just a visitor. Were y'all supposed to be interviewing me? What was y'all talking about?
How you gonna tell if the woman had sex with another man or not?
What, do it matter?
Yes, the fuck it does matter. What you mean?
Virgin. What?
What? Niggas be wanting females to be virgins.
Where that's at?
Women to not have sex before or after.
No, we're referring to if this is your woman, how can you tell if she's had sex with another man?
Oh, she's cheating on you? Well, I imagine y'all niggas be cheating too.
That's not the goddamn topic.
It don't even matter if I cheat or not.
Women cheat because they think their man is cheating.
Yeah, see, yet again, y'all not stayed on topic. We talk about.
And I'm pretty sure it's more than that. To why y'all cheat. Besides the thought of us cheating.
Because if it's just a thought, then that's a stupid ass reason. Right. You need evidence.
I'm not a cheater myself. If I gotta cheat, I'll leave.
Exactly. So if you're not cheating, so you can't call it.
If you feel like you gotta cheat, I never understood that. I could just leave. If I'm not happy, I'll leave. Well, I don't like sneaking around anyways. It's too much involved with cheating. Like, you gotta do all this extra shit. I'll just leave. And then anyways, if the dick ain't no good, I wouldn't be with no nigga if the dick wasn't good. Like, we wasting our time. We not gonna get in a relationship and waste my time so I can be mad and breaking shit.
So basically, you saying you gonna sample the dick before you get in a relationship with him?
Absolutely.
Understood.
I gotta see what it's like.
I mean, I'm not mad at that because, I mean, I'm kind of an advocate for people doing that anyway because...
Right, the sex is an insurance.
Yeah.
I gotta see what I'm getting myself
You don't want to waste your time and then be upset that you're getting trash.
Right. It's just like, I never knew how people like, I'm gonna marry her, you know, or I'm gonna marry this person. We ain't had sex yet. Like, nah, I gotta see what it's about.
Yeah, that's it, no.
Nah, like, imagine, like, getting myself in a relationship and then afterwards finding out the dick is trash. It's like, we're going to have to end this. This is not going to go no further. And it's crazy because it's like, I don't care if you're a good person. I don't care if, like, you got a good job. Like, that dick needs to be decent, like, for me to stay around. And it's fucked up.
Define decent for yourself.
Decent dick?
No bullshit. What the fuck is decent?
Right, define decent for yourself. Cause I'm curious. I'm curious.
Like, if I want, okay, like some niggas don't want to give no head. Like, that's a deal breaker. Like, you gotta be able to, and like a decent size. Like, I'm not like I only yeah, like niggas assume that you need like a huge dick. No, as long as it's not small. I can't deal with a nigga where, like...
She from the country?
He could piss on his nuts type shit. Like, no, I can't do it. I just, like... I don't know. Decent.
Some people like waterfalls.
That's decent to me. Like, and then not only that, it's like, you gotta be able to, like, kind of switch it up. Like, I get tired of doing the same thing over and over, especially, like, if you plan on being together for a while, it can't just be the same dick all the time. But that's
me. What you mean the same dick? This shit don't come off?
What the fuck does that mean, okay, the same, like, dick? I mean, it's the, like, same person.
Do you know, okay, like, you with a chick, like, y'all always do the same exact moves, and, like, it just gets boring after a while, you know what I mean?
I'm a wrestler. It's called a finisher.
No, like, let's try, okay.
Get,
like,
the RKO.
Let's have sex some more different. Let's experiment. Let's try this. Like, I'll add a person to it. Like, if I must, like, I'll add a chick. That's me, though. But I don't know. That's just me. How I feel about it. What do you consider good sex?
Me, like, busting the nut.
And, you know, y'all been in a relationship for a while. Explain.
I answered your question.
What is it?
Good sex for me is me busting a nut. That's good sex.
No, because you can... No, you can bust a nut almost off of anything. Like... So it's just like, you ain't never, okay, let's just say someone wasn't the best in bed. Bo? No, somebody wasn't the best in bed. You still on bus, right?
Huh?
Spends a nut, bro.
So, if somebody's good in bed, well, isn't the best in bed, are you still gonna nut?
No.
Because
I faked it before.
Yes.
I faked it. I faked a nut before.
Yeah, I haven't faked it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Gotta get about that jam quick, dog.
I just assumed that niggas just automatically nut.
No.
Nah. My dick got a brain of its own.
Huh?
Yeah. What's the point? Like, I wouldn't even... Yeah, I didn't realize niggas was doing that. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, I mean, there might be something out here. Probably.
All right. Well, this has been different. I appreciate you guys' time. I guess I'm going to let the next viewer jump on in. I'll be in the comments.
All right, old lady. Thank you, bro.
Look, I'm just trying to get an answer to my goddamn question. Because it seems like everybody's coming in here and ducking the goddamn question. I know y'all ladies ain't trying to divulge your secrets of how y'all be avoiding getting caught when y'all out here getting fucked by two different niggas on y'all men. What's the secret? Oh, that's basically the same that they dropping them phones.
Okay.
You hear me?
Yeah.
So what's the secret, man? How y'all do it? Cause I know it's more than just y'all whole attitude and shit switching up. So
I'm genuinely curious.
I'm
genuinely curious.
I want to know. One of y'all go. Look, I know one lady don't want to spill the secret on all ladies.
One of y'all got to.
I mean, no. I damn sure don't.
But you see the second part. Or do different bitches get different dick? Or do women share the dick?
Stop. Cut the shit. Black women cheat too.
Y'all motherfuckers cheat.
Who y'all think black men be cheating with?
Hey, chill out now. You know what I'm saying? Don't be giving up too much salt.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, sorry, I was cranking. I had a pause to the viewers in here.
Miss B, do you have an answer? I know one of y'all gonna drop the deadly secret.
I know.
might do a part two.
Part two, we'll have to.
They definitely do.
Okay.
They human nature.
Add her in there because I feel like she gonna be the one to go have to get interrogated.
Gonna be a Steve Harvey.
No, it's A. Now y'all need a Steve Harvey, so y'all know how it feels. Cause I tell you, real niggas don't appreciate Steve Harvey. You just say you never cheated, so I can't. We need to find a certified cheater.
Add her in here then. I wanna speak to her.
Uh-oh.